Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. In domestic violence, everyone's hitting everyone. Who should go to jail? Let's talk to Jamie in Upland. Jamie, what's going on with you, dude?
Hey, man, what's going on?
Nothing, man.
I think the woman should have been taken to jail for a day for a kid for hitting a poor innocent baby.
I agree. A four-year-old.
I don't know. There's a lot of leeway, though, in the States when it comes to smacking your kid, I guess. I mean, you know, listen, if those laws were in effect when I was a kid, you were a kid, you know, Gina, and anybody who's in their, like, you know, late 20s to and on.
Every one of our parents would have served time.
We never know our parents.
No, but times...
I mean, my dad never, you know, hit me or yelled at me. My mom went APS.
Right, but the point is that the caller Jamie brings up, Conway, is that indeed times have changed and the laws have become much stricter in terms of violence toward your kid. I mean, you can't hit...
Yeah.
You hit your kid, and the kid tells the school teacher, and there's a balls up.
There you go. That happened to a friend of mine. He didn't even hit his kid. He called his kid a mother effer and a blank sucker.
And how old is the child?
I think the kid was four at the time, three or four at the time. And then the kid repeated that language at school, saying, "My dad called me this, this, and this." And Child Protective Services shows up.
Yep. I believe it.
And what he wanted to do is punch them in the face, but that's not a good move.
No, not when they're there at the house.
Listen, you know, the kids are so spoiled nowadays. You know, they're treated like...
royalty.
Yeah, they are. Like, every one of them, like royalty. They need to mix it up a little.
Well, you know, the truth is, I know a guy that you don't like a whole lot, but who I really like, is a very, in my opinion, very funny comedian and television talk show host named Bill Maher. And Bill Maher has made the point in many of his stand-up acts that too much attention in our society is placed on the child. Too much attention, too much legislation, too much stigma, all of this as a result of children. We've turned into a country that has elevated these children to, I don't know if he's used the term royalty, but to almost royal status.
Yeah, but you know what? Like, if you don't vote, you don't get a say in politics. I mean, isn't that also one of his riffs?
I don't know that. I think that might be one of his riffs. Yeah.
Well, if he doesn't have any kids, then shut the F up. You know, you can't talk about it.
Well, no, but no. The point he makes, though, Tim, in fairness, is that he's a single guy who's chosen not to have kids, and he feels that, and I've made this point, too, on the radio when it comes to television censorship and my favorite show like NYPD Blue and The Sopranos and all of that. I've made the point, and I know it might upset some parents, that as an adult man without children, my entertainment options, my life, my recreation options should not be altered dramatically because some people have children. Isn't that fair?
No, it's not. I mean, you live in society and people have kids. I mean, if somebody said it came over and said, if I hear your dogs barking again, I'm calling the pound and I'm taking those dogs away, wouldn't you flip out?
I'd go ballistic.
Yeah.
Right. I guess you're right. I forfeit.
Okay. All right. Let's talk to Fredo. Is that your name? Fredo? What's going on with you with that crazy name?
Yes, that's correct. It's Fredo.
Fredo. All right.
Yeah, I'm second generation Italian, so.
Ah, all right. Well, welcome to the United States.
Buonasera.
Hey, forget about it. Let me tell you this much. I think in the situation you guys are speaking right now, I do think, thank you for the music. I think that
the wife
and the man, they both should go to, should go to Yale and should take some sort of classes, not to being so aggressive, you know?
Yeah,
I mean,
the kid better off with protective custody than one of the parents?
Well, what I was thinking is, how hard do you need to hit a child before you can be judged to go to Yale?
Yeah, well, I think the woman would have gone to jail.
To go to Yale?
Yeah. Well, the university.
She's going to Yale?
Yeah, well, the other guy goes to Harvard.
She hit her kid and she's going to Yale?
But if the father called the cops after the wife hit the kid, then just the wife would go to jail for hitting the kid, But they determined that kid wasn't hit hard enough for any damages or any kind of punishment.
Yeah.
It's an odd case.
Fredo, turn up your radio. He's listening to some music in the background.
What's he listening to?
What is he listening to, Fredo? Just... Oh.
Godfather theme.
Driving around the Southland.
The soundtrack is...
He's got a great
player.
He's got a great audio system in his car.
All right, let's talk to Jason and Van Nuys. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, how you guys doing?
All right, you've been involved in domestic violence?
Yes, I have. As a matter of fact, some years ago, I was with my girlfriend. We were staying for a couple weeks at my parents' house and got into an argument. You know, and I didn't hit her. You know, I don't hit girls, but. I'm loud, you know, I get real loud. And I guess my neighbors heard it and they called the police. And before I knew it, you know, my porch was full of cops.
Uh-oh.
And, you know, they came in the house and, you know, put the dogs away and everything and asked me if anyone else was there. And she happened to be on probation at the time, so I told them no. And figured
but she was there.
She was there upstairs, yeah.
So your initial reaction is lying to the cops.
Yeah, never a good one.
Yeah, I know. I found that out. But, you know, I didn't want her in any kind of trouble anyway.
Right.
So, you know, they started questioning. They sent someone upstairs, and they found her, you know, and she wasn't hiding or anything. She was just laying on the bed. And I had she had thrown a bowl of Frosted Flakes at me. You know, so I had all that in my hair, milk and Frosted Flakes, and they were. I had a bite mark on my shoulder,
and you thought you could get away with nobody's here with the cops?
Yeah, I know. Huh?
This is how I hang.
Jesus Christ.
Solo in my pad. No, when I'm in my crib, just rolling, you know, solo. This is what I do. I cover my head in Frosted Flakes and Lactaid,
and I bite my shoulder.
I told them that, you know, I dropped it off a shelf on my head, and
right.
And then they
I'm surprised they didn't just get in their car and drive away after you said that.
But Barney Fife, that was, well, let's get out of here, Andy. He moved out.
They asked me a million questions, and they
I bet
after they found her, they were pretty much not going to believe anything I said anyway.
Right.
And they asked where the bite mark and scratch marks came from, and I told them I sleep with my dogs. Oh. And they said, well, that's a human mouth mark. You know, I said, well, yeah, I don't know. And
did you at any point begin to think during this entire process that it might be in your best interest to at least be honest with the police officers?
Not really, just because, I mean, I wasn't guilty, and therefore I figured, you know, I was trying to save her any
right.
kind of trouble, you know.
Yeah, but where in your past did anyone say to you, either friend or family, wow, dude, I tell you, when it comes to BS and cops, Jason, you got it.
Yeah, I know, huh?
Yeah, who gave you this confidence?
Better days.
Yeah, so what happened?
So they arrested her because, you know, of the marks on me, and then they turned around and arrested me and told me, well, you know, once, because they wanted to put a case on her, and I wouldn't give them the facts that she did that to me. I said, I don't know where they came from. So they said, well, maybe a few days in jail will help clear your, you know, clear your mind so you can tell us the truth.
Right.
And we ended up, it was a DA reject in the end, but, you know, I spent 3 days in Van Nuys jail anyway.
Hey, what happened to the dog?
Oh, the dogs just stayed at my parents till we got out.
Good. Dogs are fine.
Yeah.
That's all I care about.
Yeah.
All right, man. So what happened to her? Did she get locked up for a little while?
She spent the same 3 days in jail with, you know, while I was in jail. And then,
are you guys still together?
No, I sent her back to Wisconsin to be with her family. Because she was a nightmare for me. But
now, is that when you had the summer off and you go back to Harvard and teach?
No.
Were you on your sabbatical?
No, I was not.
You were not. Well, what do you do for a living?
I work for the motion picture industry. I'm a prop maker, run crews, build sets.
All right.
Excellent. You enjoy that?
Yeah, I do. It's real good. I've been with Clint Eastwood for the past 8 years now.
It's hard work, too.
You've been doing Clint Eastwood movies?
Yeah. I've been since Blood Work and on, I've been with Clint Eastwood.
That's not bad. He keeps you busy, huh?
Yeah, he really does. And he's put out a lot of good things lately.
Did you go over to Japan and do those movies over there?
Iceland. Yeah, I was in Iceland for Black Four Fathers. And
did you work on Unforgiven?
No, no, that was before me. I started with Blood Work.
And of course, you did none of the Dirty Harry films.
No.
Do you think he's gotten softer over the years?
No, I don't think so. I mean, he's the nicest guy you can ever meet.
Have you visited his home, his compound in Carmel?
Yes, I've been there.
Did you stay overnight?
No.
Did you have supper there?
No, we were just there doing a little bit of remodeling.
Did you enjoy that?
You want meatloaf?
Yeah.
That's not a Clint impression, is it?
Yeah, it's pretty good.
Is that not bad, right?
Did you do Bridges Over Madison County?
Oh, that was a great movie. With Meryl Streep? That was a good one.
No, I didn't do that either.
Meryl's a bitch.
You think that's a little softer work than...
You know what? I have not seen that one.
Well, you should rent it.
Thank you for the
And compare it to Dirty Harry. See if it's a little softer.
Yeah, and by the way, also rent Play Misty for me. It's about a little Jackie.
What's it called?
Play Misty for me. It's one of the earliest Clint Eastwood films, and he plays a radio disc jockey, and it's called Play Misty for Me.
All right. My favorite Eastwood film is still Outlaw Josie Wales.
I understand that.
Yeah, that's a great movie.
I'm just simply recommending.
I wish he still did movies like that.
I know. He got soft with the flags of our fathers. But in Tim's opinion, I'm just recommending to you, sir, Play Misty for Me.
I wish he just kept doing Dirty Harry's every other year.
Yeah, Dirty Harry. And what was it? A sudden death or sudden threat?
Sudden Impact.
Sudden Impact. That's great. Isn't there a great Ferris wheel scene in that movie?
I don't remember that.
Isn't there a great great amusement park scene in that movie? I don't know. Maybe I'm confusing it. I don't know.
Yeah, I love that that Clint Eastwood, the early movies. The whole... Yeah, I don't know. Flags of Our Father.
Take it easy. Take it easy on him, Tim. He's getting older. He's a legend.
All right, but I just wish that he stayed as hard as...
it's impossible.
As he was. All right, buddy, hold on a second. We're going to give you something here, man.
We're
going to give you a prize here. How about a pair of tickets to the High Octane Motorsports Expo presented by Dodge Trucks. You'll find real dudes out there, I'll tell you that. Bridges of Madison County viewers out there.
No.
Jesus Christ.
It's going down Friday through Sunday at California Speedway. Get tickets at Ticketmaster.com. There you go. All right, domestic violence, when the wife hits the kid, the husband hits the wife, the wife hits the husband, goes to jail.
Let's review for the audience, those who might just be tuning in just after 8:30 here. This is what happened to a very distant kind of associate of Tim Conway Jr.
Yeah, it's not a first cousin. All right, they're watching a hockey game. They're watching the Canucks play.
Oh, all right. The game's going, and there's a break in the action.
They Kings and Canucks.
Getting the crowd going.
Baby's crying. The wife missed the power play. The breakaway. Kings scored on the Canucks. She's pissed. She hits the kid. The kid goes down.
Whoa.
Kid keeps crying. The husband comes in, goes, what the F? Hits the wife. She goes down. She gets up off the canvas, hits the husband, he goes down.
Oh, wow.
Cops show up, and they throw him in jail.
Only him.
Only him.
Sounds unfair to me.
520-9710, 888-520-9710. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live on 97.1 Free FM. Welcome back, everybody. It is the Conway and Whitman Show. We're live at 97.1 Free FM. A lot of domestic violence going on. You know, when the days get hotter.
Well, I'm sorry. Am I early?
Lily, please.
Am I early?
Next, you're here at 10 o'clock.
Oh, 10 o'clock.
All
I'm
right.
I'm going to go to the IHOP.
Excellent, excellent.
And I'm going to play the fuse.
Yes. 10 bells. Let's talk to Daniel in Redondo Beach. You're on 97.1 Free FM.
How you doing?
What say you, counselor?
You know, what's bothering me about all of this is that everyone's talking about what should happen to the dad and the mom. Well, obviously the parents disagree on how they're disciplining their child.
Right.
But the wife hit the kid, And they're a Connors. I guarantee you all of this happened right in front of the kid. So the dad does exactly what the wife doesn't want her to happen to her daughter, and just shows the daughter, oh, all you're supposed to do is then hit again. And I just don't understand what they're trying to teach their daughter.
Well, I think it was a knee-jerk reaction. Obviously, they weren't trying to teach their daughter anything, but
I think the father was angry at the mother for hitting the baby, and that's why he hit the mother, obviously. Which
I mean, I've, you know, luckily, I don't live times.
All right, we can't use that whole S word. I'd like to.
Wow.
But I totally believe that you and your wife beat the crap out of each other. And they said, well, it's setting a bad example for the kid. I actually think it's setting a pretty decent example for the kid. That
really?
Yeah, and I'll tell you why. It's sort of an odd way to think about this.
Yeah, I expect nothing less.
But that daughter knows that father is going to come to her defense when anything happens to her. No matter who it is.
Right, but that
no matter if it's mom, no matter if it's the teacher, you touch that daughter, and that daughter knows that she's got a prince in that father, and he's going to smack the crap out of anyone who hits her.
Right, but that father also potentially created a memory for the four-year-old and drama in the house that will really damage psychologically a four-year-old. I mean,
if the kid grows up to have a sense of humor, that kid can tell all of his friends, hey, you had to see my dad go into action when mom popped me. He
right.
leveled her.
But here's one. How about this? Mom hits the kid. The kid goes down. Instead of the father hitting the mother, the father goes immediately to the child, picks up the child, says, Mommy shouldn't have done that, takes a child in the other room, holds the child until she stops crying and coddles the baby and does what a responsible father should do. And then, you know, plan the while he's stroking the back of the child, plan the divorce.
I don't know.
No?
Pat and Winnetka, you're on 97.1 Free FM.
Hey, guys. How you doing?
All right. What's up with you?
I don't know if you guys realize how truly powerful that Department of Children's Services is.
Oh, they're unbelievable. You know,
they come out to your house to check and see if the kid got hit, right?
Right.
But that's not where it stops with them. They now have a right to go through every room of your house, every drawer that you have, your closets, your kitchen, everything, and make the determination if you are fit to have that child in your house. Do you have the right food? Did you leave a knife out on the counter that the kid get hurt with? Maybe if you drank a couple of beers and you have one sitting over there you haven't poured out yet, is that accessible to the kid? Can he drink that?
And all Has of this happened to you?
No, it didn't happen to me, but it happened to a friend of mine. And all of these things can just take that kid away from you if they feel that it's in the kid's best interest to not be in that home.
Right. Well,
and once that happens, you're on a one-year minimum odyssey of going through to courts and going to classes just to get your kid back.
Yeah, it is. I mean, it is tough. It's also one of the reasons not to go ape-ass on those kids.
I agree.
All right, real quickly, Mike in Venice, you're on 97.1.
How's it going, Stud?
Good.
Or Studza.
Good.
Studza. Hey, Stud. Hey, Stud.
Anyway, I had a girlfriend that was a psychotic freak.
Hi, Stud.
How you doing?
You had a girlfriend? Okay.
Yes, I am.
No, you
Hi,
had.
Stud.
You had a girlfriend.
Oh, had. Oh, yeah. She's been gone for 10 years. But
Did she kill herself?
Went down. Pardon me?
Did she kill herself?
If I was that lucky. Well, anyway, I went down to take a test for medical gas brazing and stuff, and she dropped me off because I didn't know how long it was going to take, and I didn't like to leave my car in Compton. So I get back there, and she is freaking hammered with her own, not my kid, but her kid in the car.
Alcohol?
No, she's on, like, I don't know, 75 Xanax or something.
Oh,
I mean, she was just blasted. She was blasted. So then she made a big scene in front of the whole class. And I slid into the front seat, and she reached in the back seat, and she cracked me in the head with a pipe wrench.
Oh, Jesus Christ!
So I mean, and I'm bleeding like a stuck pig. Okay, and I drive off, and we get to the next stop sign. She tries to hit me again, and I caught her hand.
And she's behind the wheel, loaded up.
I'm driving now.
And she's hitting you while you're driving.
She tried the second time, and I just squeezed her arm, and I was like, I'm just going to snap your arm like a broomstick here now at this point, you know, and get to the house, and I guess the instructor or whatever called the cops or whatever. By the time we get home, I wasn't there 5 minutes. She goes upstairs, comes down. She falls down the stairs all drunk or on pills. They take me to jail. for throwing her down the stairs, because that's what she says, you know?
Right.
As I got 22 stitches in my face, and the kid and the kid's parents want them to move in with me. It's not even my child.
All right. Yeah. All right. Hey, Mike. Yeah, dude, please don't call us again. I know you're just jealous that I'm living with her in the valley now. All right?
Oh, you lucky bastard. You lucky bastard.
All right, brother. Dude, get out of here, man. That's just my wife's ex.
I understand, Tim. It's not necessary to.
Got so many guys that in their past, guys keep calling the show. Enough. All right, when we come back. Well, right now, we got the David Letterman top 10 list and news with Robin. And at 10 o'clock, the feud,
right.
Family feud.
Yeah.
Yeah, with little Louie.
Louie, well, do we want to do one more recap?
We don't have time.
We got time.
You do the whole recap then.
All right.
Here we go. Here's what happened, real quickly. They're watching a hockey game in the Great Northwest. Kid's crying. Mother gets irritated. She's missed a power play goal by the Kings. Slaps the kid. Kid goes down. Kid keeps crying. Husband comes in from playing with himself on the computer. Comes in the living room. What the hell's going on? Sees what happens. Hit her. She goes down. She gets off the canvas. Kid keeps crying. She smacks him. He goes down.
Oh, wow.
And he goes to jail. Conway and Whitman live at 97.1 Free FM. You got blood on your face, a big disgrace, waving your banner.